Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Forever Evolving Life Coach Radio with your coach, Angela Hook. And I would just like to share with you really quickly what Forever Evolving do, what is it that we do, and our vision and our mission. We are a Christian organization that recognizes human development and understands that girls and women are forever growing, changing, and developing over the lifespan of their lives. Forever Evolving helps girls and women to define their goals by providing tools, resources, encouragement, and a plan of action to guide them with their life purpose. Our vision is to educate, equip, and empower the total woman. Our mission is to reach out to girls and women globally through life coaching, training and development, and relationship building while reestablishing connection, trust, and belief that provides successful outcomes in their lives. And on today, we're going to be sharing on the power of the Word of God. Now, we know there is power in the Word. So we're going to just use a couple of scriptures that I have outlined here for today. And prior to us moving forward with our show, I would just like to have a word of prayer with you. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just like to thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We invite your Holy Spirit in as we talk about the power of the Word of God. And I'm asking you for those that may be on air on today to touch them and allow them to be blessed through this message on this evening. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. So again, we're going to be talking about the power of the Word of God. And I would just like to start off with one particular scripture that I really like, and it is Hebrews 4:12. And it says, "For the Word of God is living and active." Living meaning that it is alive and it's not dead. Sharper than any double-edged sword. Now, if you think about a sword in the natural, you know that the sword may be very, very sharp. Well, that's what the Word of God is and it does. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit. Soul meaning our mind, our will, and our emotions, and the joints and marrows. It says it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So we don't have to judge the thoughts and attitudes because the Word will do that. If we use the Word when we are dealing with circumstances and situations that comes up in our lives. It says nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Now, we have to give an account before God based on what we are thinking, based on our attitude, our behaviors. We have to give that account to God. So when we think about this going through our everyday lives, when we are on our jobs, when we are in the community, when we are working with people, we should always remember, what am I thinking? How is my actions reflecting the Word of God? How is it lining up with what God would like for me to do or to be? And when we think about that in that retrospect, it will cause us not to be so quick to act out in our natural abilities. Then it talks about when we look at the Word of God, we're meaning his inspired word, the scriptures. It is inspired. Again, it's alive and active. It is not dead. Active meaning in the state of existence, the progress, the motion. So we know that the Word of God, it is active. It has to be active in our lives. And that's why we have to always lean on the Word and depend on the Word. It says sharper than any double-edged sword, meaning it has the power to reach to the inmost parts of one's personality and to judge the innermost thoughts. the word can get to the conception of a thought before it is even birthed. Now, that's powerful. It can get to the conception, meaning even before it is actually birthed out of our minds, when we talk about conception, that the word, if we use the word, is so specific that it can get to that conception before it is even birthed out of our lives. Now, that's powerful. Penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit. Our soul, again, is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our spirit is something that lives within us. Once we have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior, the word has the power and the ability to cut through that soulish part of our lives, that fleshly nature. We're talking about when we are angry, when we are dealing with bitterness, when we're dealing with pride and lust and envy. That word is able to cut through that. That's what makes it so powerful. It says that we have to give it an account. If our lives conform to the word of God, then our words in the day of judgment will be acceptable to God. And if our lives do not conform to the word of God, we also have to give an account to God. So we want, when we stand before God, we want God to be pleasing with our lives. We want him to be pleasing with the things that we're doing. So that's why we're talking about this on today, the power of the word of God. It is power in the word. And many times we fail to use the word of God. Why? Because we don't see the importance or the significance in using the word. Many times we use our own natural words to try to make things happen, to try to correct people, to try to train people. But if we do not use the word of God, many times we fail. Now, in 1 Timothy 4:10, it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." And again, this is Paul talking to Timothy. But how many of us know that the word of God applies to us as well? We have to be willing to set an example as believers. Set an example in our speech. Set an example in our life. Set an example of how we love. Set an example in our faith and in our purity. It also says, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you." So again, we do not want to neglect the gift that God has given us. We want to make sure that we devote ourselves to reading the word, devote ourselves to prayer, devote ourselves to meditating on the word, and devote ourselves to walking this word out. So that means that we have to make sure that we count the cost. We count the cost in everything that we do when we make the decision that we're going to give our lives over to Jesus Christ. We have to count the cost in how we live our lives. We have to count the cost in how we love. We have to count the cost in our faith. We want to make sure, again, as Paul was talking to Timothy, that we do not neglect our gift, whatever that gift may be. Timothy's gift was preaching and teaching. Some of you, your gifts may be prophecy. Some of your gifts may be being a pastor, being evangelist. Some of your gifts may be a teacher. Whatever your gift may be, we do not want to neglect our gift. And we want to make sure that we devote ourselves. That means that we're going to make a commitment to do what it is that God calls us to do, to be diligent in these matters, giving ourselves wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Okay, we want everyone to see our progress. We don't do it for selfish ambition, but we do it to glorify God, and everyone can see our progress. It says, "Watch your life in doctrine closely." Your life is the things that you do, your family, the situations that you are a part of. That's part of your life. Your doctrine is the word of God. You want to watch that closely. And it says preserve in them, because if you do, you will save both yourselves and your hearers. So what that is saying is that not only is you going to save yourself by being diligent in what you're doing, but also you're going to save those that hear, those that's in your circle, your family, your children, your friends, making a commitment to be diligent in what you're doing. And as they see your diligence, it could be a testimony to them to for them to make the decision that they want to give their lives over to Christ. And then out of the King James Version, verse chapter 4:15, it says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that they profited may appear to all. And I like that. So that your profiting may appear to all. That means everybody is going to see that, that they will begin to recognize those things again that you're doing through your diligence, being diligent in what God has called you to do, being diligent in reading of the scripture, being diligent in preaching and teaching the word of God. The Greek definition for profiting means your progress, that is advancement, furtherance, and profit. That's really good. Then the Greek definition for appear means apparent, manifest, evident, known, and recognized. So as we, again, as we go back to the scripture in 1 Timothy 4:12-16, again, this was Paul talking to Timothy. He said, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example. And it gives us a description, again, on how to do that. It says, in our speech, in our life, in our love, in our faith, and in our purity. Wow, we want to be examples to those, again, that's in our lives. 2 Timothy 3:16 is, which I really like this scripture, because it gives us permission in order to use the word, not only to use it for ourselves, but it gives us permission to use the word for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training. And we're going to talk about that. Again, it says all scripture is breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And why? It also gives us why it's useful. It says so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So that means that the word of God will help every good work, those things that God has called us to do. God has purposed us to do good works. All scripture is God-breathed, meaning man's will did not originate scripture, yet men were involved as the Holy Spirit bore them along as they wrote, guiding them from writing air and guiding them to write God's word. It says it's useful for teaching. You're teaching the word of God, spiritual truth, is useful for rebuking, for a hard form of correction, and is useful for correcting, to restore to an upright or right state, improvement of life or character, or straightening up again. So again, we just would like to just encourage you to use the word of God for whatever situation you may be in, because we know that there's power in the word of God. And we thank you for joining us on the Forever Evolving Life Coach Radio. If you need additional information, please go to www.foreverevolving.org, or you can email us at angelahook@foreverevolving.org. And we thank you for joining us on this evening, and we will see you back on air on next Monday at 6 p.m. as we give you some spiritual truth. God bless you. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for every person that joined with us on today as we talked about the power of the word of God. I'm asking you to be with them, strengthen them, guide them, and lead them, and break up any fallow ground in their lives. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.